Today is Friday, and episode 665 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. It's Friday. Okay, I'll stop now. And today's show is about one of those dumb interview mistakes that people make all the time. And I wish you guys wouldn't. I hope you guys aren't. But it's the error of winging it. Hope you find it helpful, and please give the show 5 stars in iTunes and Stitcher. Have a great weekend. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, let's get going, okay? And I'm back today with another one of those stupid interview mistakes that way too many people make. Let me kind of paint a picture for you. If you were an accountant and there was someone who walked in the office and said, "Hi, I'd like to be an accountant." And you handed them a computer and a spreadsheet and said, "Okay, go be an accountant." How effective do you think they'd be? And yes, I know you could probably come up with that one miracle child who knew exactly what to do in order to be an accountant. Let's try this one. You take a person who's never seen an automobile before, put them behind the wheel of a car and said, "Go drive to the store." Yeah. And you would expect them to be safe. Well, interviewing is just like these situations. There are rules and logistics that you need to know in order to be effective. And you go to job interviews and say, "Well, I think I'm just going to wing it." It's stupid on your part. It really is a stupid mistake. You need to take time, whether you're doing this by phone or in person, to prepare for an interview. Now, I've got a video with what I call a pre-interview checklist, and I'm going to have it up on my website shortly so you can work with it in person, on a computer and get yourself prepared. But at the end of the day, what you need to be doing is practicing how your experience relates to what they're looking for. And be prepared to tell stories about what you did and how you went about doing it. And not just simply say, "Yeah, there'll be no problem. I'll just walk in and wing it." Again, that's the way amateurs conduct themselves. Amateurs think that they can figure it out. Pros take the time to prepare. Don't believe me? Watch a professional athlete. Do you think all those plays aren't rehearsed? Do you don't think that they've practiced them from the time they were 6 years old until now when they're getting paid millions of dollars to execute these plays? Of course they were trained. Of course they've practiced. And these are the top people in the field right now, and they're practicing all the time. Why can't you? They do it because their success and their livelihood is tied into it. Well, folks, your success and livelihood is tied into it as well, and you're acting like an amateur. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a couple of ways that you can engage with me. The first one is connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Mention when you reach out to connect that you listen to the show. I enjoy finding out who my fans are. Next, if you're an executive and you're interested in job search or leadership coaching, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the phrase executive job search coaching or leadership coaching. I'd be happy to help you in either way. I want to be clear, I'm not a recruiter. I'm a coach, helping you play bigger, having a set of eyes and ears on your circumstances so that you don't make mistakes that are costly. If you're not an executive, the best way to engage is with jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I have the best of my information there. Plus, you can ask me questions throughout your job search. I'll answer them. It'll help you. It'll help other people. There's going to be a community of individuals there that you can also get advice from. Again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.